Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 73, recorded on March 4th, 2012. I'm Brent Copeland. Haven't heard that for a while.
I know! Well, actually, I said it last week, but it was me that said it instead of you. I'm Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And today we have JC with us.
Hi, everyone.
What up, JC?
Hi.
How are you doing?
Howdy.
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Doing good.
Doing dandy.
Now, where are you located?
I'm in England.
Really?
Yes, yeah. You have a funny accent.
No, it's good.
Magic, yeah. Or maybe magic of technology, yeah.
Yeah, or we have the accent, right? I always hear that
but
American,
our accent, isn't
American
funny.
Accent.
You guys have the accent, but yeah.
I hear American accent, and I'm like, this is so weird. American accent?
Yeah.
But we came second, though. You guys came first, so we have the accent. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, we invented you.
Hey, English is still a Germanic language. We can follow this chain back a little bit.
Yeah.
Take that, Angles.
So are you still, like, angry at us kind of taking the country away from you and stuff?
Oh, yeah, we're really sore about it still, yeah. Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
There's some tension between the English and French.
What's it, 4th of July, is it? National Day of Mourning in the UK.
Well, nice. And then you look at, like, what's going on in our country right now, and you're like, shoo!
Man!
Dodged a bullet with that one.
You can look after it now. It's cool.
Pass the torch. Oh,
now, yeah. You do daily Minecraft news?
Daily-ish. It's meant to be daily. It used to be daily for about 140 episodes. And then it's not so daily anymore. But I try and do it every weekday when there's stuff to talk about.
So do you, like, stalk the Mojang people online and like...
Yeah.
And basically say, you know, Tobias bought a new coat today.
I tend to only do stuff that's kind of Minecraft relevant, but it's tempting. I could do a show all about Mojang.
Yeah. So where do you normally look for news, or is that the secret sauce?
It's a secret sauce, plus it's also like a long list of websites that I've kind of built up that I just search through quickly. I've got it down to like a fine art of just quickly scanning through lots and lots of information to see what's going on and what's important.
So we're talking like Reddit for sure. You got Twitter. the Minecraft main site.
Reddit's frustrating as well because sometimes I get stuff from Reddit, but it's not so good anymore. But it's like I can never get my show upvoted on Reddit for the life of me because people are like, "What's the point?" But I'll feature stuff in my show. And then it will turn up on Reddit and get upvoted. But it's like if I put my show, which features it first on Reddit, no chance.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
And probably being a daily sort of thing, it's hard too, because by the time upvotes would matter, it's the next day. And you're all trying to upvote another show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't had tremendous success promoting our shows on Reddit either.
No. We actually even paid.
Yeah.
We did a I don't know if anybody's ever tried the sponsored link on Reddit. You can pay like $30 to get a link up there. We're just saying, well, is it worth it for 30? Like, because we can actually do the money. Like, okay, on YouTube, if we get X amount of views, then it's $30. So let's see if we put this link to this video on here, will we make $30? And let's just say no. The answer is absolutely not.
It was horrible. We had like four click-throughs or something.
Reddit, yeah. Oh, a pack of wolves. So awful.
Yeah,
I mean, I like the site, and I like it in some ways, but in other ways, it's a very harsh environment.
Yeah.
They don't like English people for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I've heard them say that collectively.
Yeah, English, then Australian, and then Americans. It's weird. Yeah. They really don't like anyone.
Yeah.
They don't like anyone, yeah.
Anyone at all. Well, you know what? There are a bunch of people that like this show, and each and every week they donate money. Well, I say donate. They give money to sponsor the show. They pay.
Yes.
Pay $10, and we love every one of them. Speaking of sponsors, this show is actually brought to you by a new sponsor, Netflix.
Yay!
Where you can watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. They're all streamed instantly to you by Netflix, saving you time, money, and hassle. And you can get a free 30-day trial right now. Just go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty. That's right. Netflix.com/deadworkersparty.
It's like legit and stuff.
Yeah. And we know there's a lot of Europeans out there that are just getting Netflix in their neighborhood. So use this link because it helps us and you get a free 30-day trial at the same price. And also this week, we've got a ton of sponsors. Do you want to start this out with Turnerd20 who says,
I want pie-flavored pies.
And Cold Ankles, who says,
Wes is wrong, and that's why Spencer doesn't do this podcast.
I was wrong about this issue.
And Lord Bones, who says,
that's back to you.
I was going to see you, JC.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Lord Bones says, who awoke me?
Oh, and then it says for Eric, please. So, yeah. Lord Eric. Bones, who says,
Oh, for me.
Who awoke me?
Is that good? Oh.
And Breaky and Cub, who says,
uh-oh, I forgot to donate 2 weeks in a row. Fail! Did you say guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said Bresciati.
Bresciati.
Cube.
Cube.
I'm going to just start, like, breaky it cube. Like, mess up this easy word, right? Yeah.
Breaky it cup?
Breaky it cub? Is that how you say it? Bresciati. Yeah.
It's got no E on the end.
We always say, it's B-Cub.
He gets his money's worth. That's all I know. And Orion Zeal, who shares...
But what if I want to listen to The Shaft while I play?
Then you're out of luck.
And that Alice who says,
Romeo, oh Romeo, let down your sweet hair.
And then Evil Notch who says, soon. And a lumpy muffin says,
I want a pet Gollum.
And Opaque Mango who says,
Bazooka Woodchucks rules.
And last but not least, Crummy, who serves our sponsor because Eric said I could.
Nice.
You that makes me cough.
Sorry about your vocal cords.
Yeah.
Harry Janish!
And this week, like we said, we've got a new sponsor, and they're sponsoring this segment. And I would like to thank Netflix Instant Streaming for supporting The Shaft. You can watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly, all streamed instantly to you by Netflix, saving you time, money, and hassle. It is definitely one of the best entertainment values around. I know I use it.
I don't have cable. It's Netflix. That's all I watch.
Netflix is your cable.
That is.
Yeah. I have satellite, and it was eaten by Netflix. We watch Netflix probably 80% of the time that we watch stuff in my house now.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the shows that I believe you were telling me about, or maybe it was Will, was Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Well, yeah, you haven't watched Breaking Bad?
I haven't seen it yet. So I wanted to give...
I haven't seen it either.
Really?
Well, oh, my God.
No. Then listen to what's going on with Breaking Bad, because you may want to go get Netflix and watch it right now. Breaking Bad, it's a terrific series, which has won several Emmy and Golden Globe Awards. Does that sound like I'm reading from, like, newspaper?
Yes.
I am. It's set in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it's about a 40-something high school teacher with cancer who teams up with a 20-something former student to make some extra cash for his family before he dies by cooking meth.
No, yes. No, he's got cancer, and he's trying to make extra cash
so that
he...
For his family. Extra cash for his family. Yeah.
But it says before he dies by cooking meth.
Well, yeah. Making some extra cash before he dies.
Okay, comma. By cooking meth.
By cooking meth.
Okay.
This is the modern English. And now we can feel free to discuss the series.
Yes. So, but yeah, no, it's awesome. It's
one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, it's one of the best shows of it. Now, it's super intense. This is not for chumpy, like.
Yeah.
And this isn't for kids.
No, this is not for kids at all.
Yeah, it doesn't sound very lighthearted.
No. So kids, go watch Karrast.
Yeah,
on YouTube. On YouTube, yeah. And adults, go get Netflix right now and watch this. You can actually catch all the previous seasons, which would normally cost you $80 to get all those seasons, right? But you can get it for $7.99 with a free month. You can actually watch it for free right now.
Yeah.
And there's a 30-day free trial for that. You can see seasons 1, 2, and 3. That's 33 episodes during your trial. And so just go to netflix.com/deadworkersparty to see it instantly now.
Yeah.
Well, after the show.
Yeah.
And
I know what
right now.
The kids can watch the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band movie with Bee Gees and Alice Cooper and Steve Martin.
Nice.
And Aerosmith and Tina Turner. Oh, it's the best, cheesiest 70s flick ever.
It sounds like it. Or go watch Karrast. So be sure to sign up today at netflix.com/deadworkersparty. We will definitely appreciate it.
Excellent. All right.
So, and since I'm already talking, I'll go ahead and talk about what I've been doing this week.
Yay!
Mostly, I've been doing my Let's Play series at Brent Copeland. I just rendered out day 11, I believe, so I'll put that up before I go home tonight. And I've got about 3 more episodes already recorded that I'm going to render out and try to get those all out this week and record more.
Do you have a guest on episode 11?
I don't. I'm not going to do guest, like, a lot.
Right.
When I start recording, I'll probably see if someone's on and hit them up. Eric said he wants to get on.
Yeah, I want to get on.
Destroy my house or something.
Yeah.
Kind of nervous.
Put in some dynamite.
Yeah.
So I'm also kind of waiting for our server. Since I do it online, I'm trying to wait for our server to get updated to the new version. It may already be for the next episodes because I want to play with some of that stuff. We also tried to record one night on a map. I'm not going to say what map because it was thoroughly confusing us. That's a hard thing to do.
It boils down to we're just too stupid to play some of these maps.
So we're gonna record a different one, so
we ended up blowing it up.
And it's a great map. That's the worst part. It's like, it's a great map. It's just, it wasn't good for us.
And there was not enough like direction.
And we ended up finally like lost, trying to figure out where we were, what was going on, and all of a sudden all the blocks around me turned into TNT magically. Somehow.
I think that's called the honeydew technique, isn't it?
Exactly.
Good. Hey, now we can add that as a keyword to this show.
Yeah,
thanks
honeydew.
For slipping that in.
The honeydew.
There you go. My job here is done.
But enough about me. What about you, JC? What have you been up to this week?
The usual. I've been doing Minecraft Daily on most of the days. I think I got 3 out this week. Should have been 5. And I've been doing my LP. I'm doing an LP of Minecraft at the moment. Doing an LP of Minecraft at the moment. I'm also doing Isaac on the side as well. That's a lot of fun. And I've also just done a Minecraft quiz, which is like an interactive video, but I've put that in the links later as well as just shameless plug.
Yeah, so, we need to do that too.
Yeah,
I saw that in my Twitter feed and I was like, I need to do that.
Yeah. Mm. It's got a ton of hits. Did it? I guess it traveled around and made the rounds, huh?
Yeah, it's doing quite well. It's in. It's got Digital Diamond on the forum today as well, so I expect a couple more people through that, which is cool. So I'm glad people enjoy it. So I'll see how well it does. I might do another because it seems to be quite popular. So
nice.
Very cool. And speaking of your semi daily ish show, how much like editing do you do with that? Like it seems like kind of like you just run the whole thing, or do you do a lot of takes?
I record all in one go, but I record for about 10 minutes and stumble over my words and everything and then edit it all together.
Okay.
And disguise it by putting a clip over the top so it's not obvious how much I cut up what I'm saying.
Well, you do a good job. I mean, it seems like it's a like you're a one-take master.
Yeah,
it's the illusion I create through editing, but I'm not at all.
So we'll start calling you a Minecraft magician then or something. Magician. I don't know what that means. But. Okay, so Eric, what about you? What you been doing this week?
This week we have the end of Karrasht has come. And it was a long series. Probably a little too long. I don't know.
No, I think it was perfect.
I mean,
there was one or two episodes that got a little long.
Yeah. But well, I mean, I guess, it ended up being 13 episodes. And I think maybe I should have edited them faster or something. I don't know. But it was spread over like the, 2 months or something, which makes it like a more epic feel because it's been so, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it was an awesome map, and those guys said that they're working on a part 3. That was part 2. It was called Karrasht, the Island, part 2. And they're making a third one.
And actually, they're taking input on how Karrasht, the Island, part 2 went.
Yeah.
If you have any strong opinions on Karrasht, be sure to contact them.
And do we, actually? I mean, they wanted our feedback too. Maybe they're listening. Maybe this is our chance to give us feedback.
I think it was a fantastic map. I think the pacing was good. Mm-hmm. You know, the only part that I found to be belaboring at all was the horrible at the beginning, all the
slimes.
The slimes there. That's what I was looking for.
Slimes.
The slime swarm at the beginning village was the only part.
Because it was, I guess, void level or something. Yeah. But now with the next Karrasht, I mean, they have a higher sky limit and, you know, can build more stuff.
Oh, that's right. That's going to be crazy playing some of these maps. My son, Jacob, was making a map, and he put like 6 jungle trees on top of each other. And he was just going up forever up this thing. It was crazy tall.
Nice. But I love the structure. I liked how there was a checkpoint in each little area.
Yeah.
And that you could collect your stuff and you have your chest. I really liked that. That was probably the best part of the whole structure. And also the little wells. They were optional. So it was fun to discover a well and go down into it and get, you know, loot and stuff.
I think I like the checkpoints, but I almost wish there was like one central checkpoint. Like where you kind of went out from to each thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that way, as you get diamonds and stuff, you don't have to like run back in air quotes to get them.
Yeah.
I was thinking a shared chest mod might be good. Something that links multiple chests.
Yeah.
Oh, all your checkpoints might be linked then, yeah.
Yeah. So that the chest in the checkpoint is universal no matter which checkpoint you're in.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. But yeah, it was, I mean, it was definitely awesome, and I liked the classes. That was fun.
Yeah.
Even though it was more role play. Well, no, I guess, I mean, it had a point because you would throw down your mana cakes and your apples and, you know.
Mana cakes.
Isn't that what he called it?
I have no clue what they were called. Anyway. I just know they were big cakes.
Yeah.
So the chat room, by the way, says there is a mod called Ender Chest that does what I was talking about. So, like, that might be cool to include, you know, in something like that so that the checkpoints have a shared chest.
Yeah. So I think it's kind of cool when a mod or a map includes a mod. I mean, it might be a little slow to get going, like Turtle Chase and stuff. But
yeah,
like,
which, have we done that yet?
Yeah.
No. We were going to do Turtle Chase, 2 months ago? And I got it running on my computer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't bothered installing that either yet. It looks really cool, but it does look just... It's the fiddly side of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Because of sounds. And
kind of one problem we have with doing Let's Plays is we've got to make sure there's not copyrighted music or sounds in it.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's that one, I think there may be some sounds we have to watch out for.
Right.
Didn't that come up when it was first released, something about copyrighted music in it, and they changed it all so that it wasn't?
Oh, I don't know.
I might be wrong. I think that was Turtle Chase, so it might be right.
We'll have to read up on that and see.
Yeah. But so anyway. I think they had to take down the original and put it back up with new music because their music guy had sampled something that was flagging on YouTube videos.
You had like some Lionel Richie tunes in there or something.
Yeah, not the obvious.
Anyway, and then me and Wes recorded a 1.2 update video, and it's sits at like around 1 minute long. It's really short.
Yes,
but we packed in as much as we could.
Yes,
and it's pretty fun to watch. So check that out on our channel. Also, I'm looking around for a lot of 1.2 camera mods, and I can't find them. Like the Minima and Camera Studio and stuff like that. I mean, 1.2 just came out a few days ago, so I'll give them a little time.
You're telling us you're going to quit crying?
Yeah.
Already?
But already, you know, I'm having to go back to 1.1 to film stuff the way I want to. But anyway, but I'm sure they'll all catch up, and we'll have a slew of 1.2 mods coming out.
Okay.
So...
Well, let's move on and because my week was Eric's week.
I want to hear about your
That's
week.
That's true.
My week was Eric's week. We were joined at the hip.
Yeah. We were hip joined.
Yep.
Well, do we want to talk about Audible?
Yeah, I do.
He's excited about that.
We
have how I fit that in there smooth.
Anybody who's a regular listener to the show knows that we have another sponsor. We have Audible. We love them. They are a great company. They put out great products. They have over 100,000 books you can download and listen to. And you can get a free 14-day trial with them, just like you can get a 14-day or 30-day Netflix trial. But you can get a 14-day Audible trial by going to audibletrial.com/theshaft. And you'll get to try out a book for free. You'll get a credit towards a book. And if you decide to subscribe, all your purchases after that will be 30% off, and you'll get a free book credit each month.
Yeah.
So you get a newspaper subscription to the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times Online. And there's lots of behind-the-scenes stuff with Audible. So give that a trial, audibletrial.com/theshaft.
And if you plain old hate reading or just hate letters or words in general or sentences.
If you like to burn things.
Just check out this because, you know, they read it to you, and it's great. So.
And I would also like to say that the trial has actually been extended now.
Really?
Usually it was only a 15-day, but now it's 30 days. So you get a full month.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So if you were saying, you know, man, I want to try that trial the Shaft keeps talking about every week, but I just don't know if 15 days is enough. Well, now it's 30 days.
Yeah.
So go on to audibletrial.com/theshaft, sign up, and, you know, help us eat.
Yes, we like to eat.
Help us eat.
Does that sound?
Yes.
Whatever.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
I refuse to do-do-doot this week.
Oh,
I did. I'm not do-do-do-dooting.
I did it.
2.5.6. Right. Minecraft 1.2 has been released.
Released. Yay. And you know what I think is hysterical about it?
What?
You know what the new world height is?
What?
2.56.
Yeah, 2.56.
You know why it's 2.56, don't you?
Why?
That's our area code.
Yep.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
true.
They it did is. It just for us. So Notch, Jeb, John.
Yep.
Carl.
Thanks for the shout out to
Daniel.
To Hunts Patch, Alabama.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So yeah, so the world height's 256. You can
Jump
fall
boy.
And I gotta tell you, when we were filming the 1.2 video, I built a noob tower up yeah. to the sky limit, and it was, you just keep going and you're like, holy cow, you don't realize how tall that is until you get up there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of ugly towers now.
I know. They go really, really high.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So that's good.
Good
stuff.
For skydiving, though, the new,
yeah.
new height.
Yeah.
Get a couple more seconds anyway before you die.
Yeah.
There's also new jungle biomes. Well, I mean, a lot of this stuff is stuff we've covered in the snapshot stuff before. Mm. So,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of this isn't necessarily new as in... Nobody's going to have heard of it. It's just actually in the regular game now. The jungle biomes, the wild ocelots that you can tame and turn into cats.
Yep.
Wolves
can mate.
Yep. Have babies.
Villagers like breed.
Yep.
And let me tell you, when your son comes and asks you, hey, Dad, how can I breed villagers to get some of the village kids?
How is Villager Babby formed?
Yeah. And I had no clue. I couldn't remember how, but they just do it, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
You can't feed them and make them do it.
Yeah. How would you feed them? Squid? Like, would squid be close enough cannibalism. To oysters?
I noticed what they seem to do is they get real close to each other and they, you know, they have their hands crossed.
Yep.
And they look very concerned at each other. They make eye contact and they just stare at each other for a few seconds and then...
Yep.
And it pops out.
Well, there's some hearts.
Maybe they're
too.
Standing in mud.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe they're like the people from Avatar, and they have like little, you know, they have to bond mentally.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That's right. Yeah.
That's the yeah. dirtiest joke in Minecraft. Did you know that?
What?
Two villagers jumped in a puddle of mud, and three came out.
That's really, really stupid.
Dirty, right?
It's very
mud?
Dirty. It's very dirty.
It's a dirty
they're,
joke.
They're dirty because of mud.
All right.
Hey, thanks for the compliments there, Wes.
Oh, what'd you say?
What was that?
They don't seem to have male or female either, or they look very similar.
That's true.
If they do, they're villagers, so it's a bit confusing and strange in that respect as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, there's different colors, but I always just see the brown ones. It's like a brown, like 70s brown, you know, like, like a, I don't know what it is either. It's like a cloak or like a monk,
so
like a monk's habit or whatever.
Say 1973 and 2012, how has brown actually changed?
Well, you know, everything was brown in the 70s. Everything.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Everything. The carpet, walls, people's hair, the sky, the grass. Everything was brown. The sun
was
brown.
Sepia back then. It was sepia.
Straight up sepia.
That's just how you're remembering it, though, Eric. At the time, it was in color.
Oh, man.
He's been putting all his pictures into Hipstamatic.
Yeah, I think it's... Okay, so speaking of brown... wooden doors.
Yep.
Zombies bang on them in all difficulties, and we'll break them down in hard and hardcore mode.
Yes.
So that's good. Oh, yeah. So they don't break them down in all modes.
Right.
Right. But you still hear the sound effect of them banging. Bang, bang,
it's
bang.
Pretty
is it
wild,
creepy?
Too. It is, yeah.
Yeah.
We spawned a bunch of zombies outside a house with some villagers in it, and they swarmed that door. I mean, swarmed it.
Yeah.
And then you got a couple of shots like from inside looking out.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're creepy. All creeping through the door. So I guess C418 like actually banged on a wooden door or something for that sound effect. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, then did y'all try just putting doors like out in the field and seeing if they would run up and bang on them?
I think that there is a building detection algorithm. It has to have walls, a ceiling, and a door.
Because
it's the same way. Remember with the villagers, they'll go inside a building, but it has to be a house.
Oh,
it's defined as having walls, a ceiling, and a door.
That's true.
So yeah, and periodically the zombies just siege cities. Like they'll just get in a big clump.
They make like catapults?
Yes. And deny the villagers food.
They appear out of nowhere in huge groups as well. It's just
Have you seen
really freaky.
Have you seen a video of it?
I've played it.
Oh really?
Yeah, see, he plays the game.
Have you seen a video of it?
We're not really used to that. People playing the game.
Well,
just
I don't
talk about it.
I've never even run into a village in my single player game.
Oh yeah. So. Well, we filmed it. Remember?
Well, we made the village and we spawned the zombies.
Yeah, that's true.
So
I went. Yeah, to clarify, I went and found a village in Creative for the sole purpose of filming it. For my show kind of thing.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So I've seen the sieges and everything. Yeah.
First-hand experience.
Well, and also... go on.
I tried it out before the golems came in, though. And so the villagers couldn't defend themselves. So they just got completely wiped out back then. Because the zombies just kept on going and I just... stood there and watched.
You're a bad person.
Didn't save them.
Well, and speaking of iron golems, they added them so that they would spawn one for every 15 villagers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're pretty dangerous. Like, you
they
don't mess
are.
With them.
Yeah. And you can make them.
Yeah.
Too, which is cool. Like a snowman. Just put some iron, make an iron cross, and then put a pumpkin head. And it makes a golem. It's pretty cool.
Yep. And then they upgraded all the AI for everything, as we said in the video. Everybody's smarter.
Everyone is smarter. Not the player. Just everything in the game.
Smarter. Shut up. And then skeleton zombies and pigmen drop some rare items. The skeletons will rarely drop bows. The zombies will sometimes drop some iron utensils and iron armor. And then the pigmen will sometimes drop gold stuff.
Yeah, gold swords and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I like it.
They also introduced the old upside down stairs and slabs, so that's kind of cool.
That's that very nice.
Be nice for building for sure.
Yeah.
I think and redstone lamps, bottle of enchanting, and fire charge.
Yeah, I think they changed the name to bottle of enchanting.
Yeah.
I don't know if like the O enchanting, like if that was confusing people, or maybe having an item with a apostrophe is messing up their system. But we'll never know.
Well, and if you
think redstone lamps is a really big addition as well for the redstoners, because they look so much nicer than just redstone torches.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some. There's already quite a few really cool displays, but you know when you see ridiculous stuff done in redstone, but on a big redstone torch display, if that's now going to be redstone lamps, it will be even more good looking.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. The little Billy in the chat room said, don't forget about the double door fix. So we have double doors killing Snape. And, but that's pretty excellent. I like that. It's just a nice little detail they didn't have to do, you know, but that's cool. Also, what's kind of new to 1.2, other than all the upgrades and stuff, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff, but one of the things I noticed, or me and Wes noticed, was a couple new textures, like the new stone bricks. There's one with little, like bullseyes or something, you know, little squares. I don't know. It's a pattern. And then some of the new sandstone has some funky, like, hieroglyphics, like with a little creeper head in there, too, and stuff. So now you can... you know, you have more variety and stuff like that. So you can do like nice trim or, I don't know, something more Egyptian looking, I guess.
Eric loves trim.
He does.
I like trim. What?
And we'll link in the show notes. Hat Films did an excellent little trailer. We did a little promo video, and that'll be in the show notes. And then also, Astragali did a huge blog post, and it says it took him 3 bloody hours to write the thing.
So was he stabbing himself in the eye while he was doing it?
I think so. So we'll link to that in the show notes.
Nice. Awesome. Another big change this week was Mojang actually hired the Bucket Team.
Yay!
The employee list, which is crazy. I just started working at Curse actually a month ago, and that's who, you know, was working with them. So it's kind of weird hearing about that, but really cool for those guys. Those guys are going to love working at Mojang. Jing.
Buck Jang. Buck Yang. What?
Yang.
Yeah.
And evidently, bucket development will continue while the API is being created, but eventually, bucket updates will be cut back, if not completely discontinued. And Dinnerbone has specifically stated, and Astragali pointed out that there's been some stuff regarding this, that anyone writing mods will still have a choice between using the new API and sticking to their own coding. There will always be a choice. You will not have to use the API to write mods for Minecraft.
But as just like, why? Just use the new. Everybody use the new. Get used to it. Everybody just, come on. We don't have to all be different.
Yeah.
Let's just be the same, get it working correctly, and, you know, just do it.
Yeah, but, you know, some people feel like Mojang's just out for the money.
Yeah, yeah. That's why, you know, Mojang gave, or Notch gave his employees $3 million.
I know.
That's right. And there's, what, 25, 35 employees?
And I like... Astragali's little comment here. Why you no employee shaft podcast? Yeah, I like that.
That's yeah, right.
We work cheap too. Let me just say.
Yeah,
I'm very cheap.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
yeah,
I mean we eat buck doubles.
Yeah,
you know, yep. Isn't that what they're called? McDoubles.
I don't do McDoubles
for a buck.
They got bread. I've lost 35 pounds.
Wow,
35 pounds.
Nice.
Where'd you put it?
on your ass, apparently.
Some of it's on my belly too. I'm gaining weight. Evidently Notch took all of his dividends from his Mojang stock and gave his entire dividend paycheck to his employees.
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then later he said, no, just the paper. I was talking about just the check. Y'all can have, not the actual money. Are y'all crazy? It's $3 million.
And divided out.
Divided out. Guys get in on that?
Oh,
wouldn't that suck?
Hired date one day later, you know, wouldn't that suck?
Because I think they were hired the day before. I don't know.
Definitely would have been a nice bonus. Yeah. Signing bonus.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why they work for Mojang now, too. Yeah. You know?
No doubt. Yeah, and divided out, that's $120,000 per person.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
A lot of bread there.
A lot of bread.
You think they're all looking around going, we don't really need to hire anybody else, do we?
Yeah.
Just in case. Next one up. Okay, so also big numbers this week with the Minecraft Pocket Edition. It's now sold 1 million copies.
1 million copies.
Wow, that's growing fast.
I got mine for a penny, though, so I don't feel like I really bought
it. Yeah, I did, too.
So
you all suck. I bought it for the full price the day it came out.
That's because you're...
I did, too, but remember, I got a refund on it.
I think you were the only one who was fully employed at that point in time. Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
So,
well, but we were in Vegas.
That's true. That's true. Eating McDoubles.
McDoubles. Playing Minecraft.
That's right.
I ate a lot of McDoubles that weekend.
I haven't played Pocket Edition either.
No. Oh, you don't have it?
Well, they added a bunch of survival stuff, and I think it's more compelling now. But yeah. I still haven't poked around with it very much. I'm the only game I play on my iPhone. On my phone, I don't have an iPhone. I have an Android. I'm Android. I've been playing Triple Town. That's all.
Yeah, Triple Town.
Triple Town.
My Android. Okay, so yeah.
Could I just
listener contribution?
That's such a beautiful trailer.
I was just going to say quickly, actually, on the subject of 1.2, Generic B did a really good video with like a Rube Goldberg machine with all the features in 1.2 as well. So people should go check that out as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've got that coming up in Surveillance. It's
Oh, is it?
Surveillance, sorry. Yeah, no, but I watched it. It's a really cool video.
It is. Yeah. Very
now,
clever.
I was wrong about this issue.
Best
oh, yeah,
drop.
It is. I didn't see it. Sorry.
That's okay. let's see. So what do we have here in listener contribution?
Do you want to read this first one, Mr. Brent?
Sure. Samuel Hadley, Smith of Englandshire. Why is that so confusing to me? Hello, brother!
Brother!
Brothers! I've been listening to your show and watching your YouTube videos for about 2 months. And when I started, I was like, this is awesome!
Brother!
Brother!
I have a ton of these guys' podcasts to listen to. After many hours of catching up with the episodes, I realized I had to wait a whole week for the next show. I know it sounds kind of gross, but I just can't get enough Shaft.
Sounds like Eric and Trim, personally. But
Brent Copeland, Wes Wilson, and Eric Fullerton, I salute you for being 100% pineapple!
Pineapple!
And yes, I have actually started using that term. Ha ha! It's catching on, America and Europe and England. And they're separated them for some reason.
I don't know.
I think I this year England is going to break away from Europe. You just watch. And Australia. Anyway.
So yay! Thanks for listening to all our shows, and I am very glad that you have enjoyed what we've done. We've had a lot of fun doing it too.
I think it's pineapples.
Yep, I do too. So Lego Master 181 says, Dear the Shaft, love the podcast so much. I listen every week. I'm thinking about making a mod for Minecraft, but I'm stuck on ideas. Do you guys have any? Keep up the show. Thanks so much.
Make a mod that has iron boats that go in lava, stained glass.
Stained glass, yeah.
A working TV. Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, obsidian tools.
You just need to listen to Excavation Station and file through it. I mean,
yeah,
figure out what in there is good. I'm to the point now where by the time I think of something, somebody's already made a mod for it. Oh, I mean, you know, I thought of the shared chest earlier, and all of a sudden I find out there's already a mod for it.
I want a mod that tells me with the stuff I have in my inventory, what can I make?
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
There you go. Make that for me. I will send you a sticker.
How about something for machinimators out there? Something that oftentimes I need to film something with Brent and Wes in it, but I'm sitting there by myself. So it would be cool if there was a mod where I could import both of these guys and script out what they do. Like I could just say, just stand there.
Yeah.
Or stand there, walk from here to here, 2 points, from A to B. And then I say, go. And then he does it.
Yeah.
So I could film it. I could do
all kinds of
stuff.
Would you want to be just kind of like a on and off button where you said, okay, start recording. And then you would do your actions and then stop recording. And then it would rewind you.
Yeah, I think so. So basically you script the scene out and then you say, start. And then all your actors do whatever you told it to do. Probably simple things like walk from here to here or just stand there or whatever. But it would be perfect for making movies, you know?
I think that would be awesome, yeah.
You do a lot of...
The only thing holding me back from doing machinima at the moment is just the organization of getting other people
exactly
at the same time kind of thing, yeah.
But it would be cool if you could create static dummies, put any player's skin on them, and have them do stuff. Yeah. I like that idea. You go.
You know, this is funny because it kind of goes all the way back to my robots and plays idea from the beginning days. So people could actually put on like plays with bots by scripting out that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that was like episode 6 or something. Early idea.
Wow. I have no clue. Absolutely no clue. Yeah. Hey, and that was from Lego Master.
Really good for adventure maps as well if you had NPCs who like walked around and said stuff.
Oh, yeah. See? So it helps in different ways than just machinima.
Maybe you could just make a robot with a programming that just will sit there and, you know, pace around the room, walk back and forth, maybe have a sign
like
on
put
the
him
chest.
On patrol, you know, from A to B and then loop it. So it goes from A to B over and over.
Hey, Blizzard did it with World of Warcraft or Warcraft, not World of Warcraft. So
Patrol, StarCraft stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So Joe from Indie Gaming asks, as a new player to Minecraft and just starting a server, what would you say would be the best way to get a decent player base?
Ooh, I do not recommend spamming people's YouTube channels with your server ID.
So you want more people? Like what? A decent player base?
Well, if you want a lot of people, first you need a good server.
Yes.
So go to server. No, wait.
Like put them on.
Lethal Drive.
Go to Lethal Drive.
And use coupon code the Shaft.
But seriously, you need a good server because, I mean, after 8 people on your server, you need to start getting something actually decent.
EWN2 says be a reply girl. Huh?
Oh, God. But for all seriousness, you need to like
put them on the payroll.
Have something different. You can't just do what everybody else is doing or no one has any reason to go to your server.
Yeah.
So find some mods that will make your server interesting and keep it up to date. Stay on your server. You need to keep people on your server to get more people on your server.
Yes.
Because once it looks like no one's there, then no one comes back. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely.
Get some good mods.
Make something really cool and have it featured on JC's show.
That's right.
Yeah. So how can they contact you, JC, if they have something interesting to show you about their cool new server?
YouTube PMs is actually the best way I've found.
No way. You're lying. Yeah. You'd never want to see their comment. Never want to see
there
it.
There isn't any really dedicated email or anything. So, seriously, actually, YouTube or Twitter.
Well, I would tell you right now, if you want to get in touch with us, don't touch YouTube PMs.
Yes. We don't
read. I mean, we get too much spam in there, so it's hard to tell like what's what and, you know, I don't know.
How do I get on your server?
But, I mean, when I get a bit bigger, that might, I might not be able to do YouTube PMs anymore. Yeah. But at the moment, it's just about manageable.
Yeah.
Just about.
That's the thing. We're not even big, and it's hard to use. Yeah. I could imagine what it's like Toby Turner or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get like thousands per hour. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, I remember I'm pretty sure the Yogscast have something in there on their profile page saying we do not answer PMs for obvious reasons. And I presume most big channels are like that as well.
I put that in our description too.
Yeah.
But no one reads it. They ignore it.
Yeah.
Well, when we get, you know, two or three extra people around to just answer that sort of stuff, we'll be set.
Yeah, right? If we just had somebody on it. Yeah.
When Mojang payroll hires us.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and this last one here.
I got one last thing after you.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. We got one here from the Giant Size Chips, who we don't like. And he says, "You don't like me." And that's true.
Okay.
Oh, Giant Size Chips.
I don't know. I guess I wasn't here, but somehow y'all made this guy feel like you didn't like him.
What?
Oh, really? No.
Giant Size Chips.
Well, now
I got to say, I'm not eating chips right now. I'm staying away from those types of carbs, so I really don't like you. Personally, I don't know you.
Yeah. No, I don't know what we did.
No,
yeah.
No, there was something. No. What happened was, now I remember, okay?
Oh, and all
there, we had been a long a excavation station idea a long time ago about a Minecraft player database, and X'd it. We went then a few weeks ago Giant Size Chips wrote back and said my idea was legitimate.
Okay.
Because Notch was putting in some kind of code for to have some kind of database information. And Astragali had posted in the document, well, it's not exactly the same. It's different for this reason and this reason. So I think we were picking Giant Size Chips. I'm a huge fan of carbohydrates. I love you. And
I would love a giant size Pringles can better, I think.
Yeah.
Because you could do a lot with that. Like the lid itself could be like a shield. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you could like hide in the big giant size Pringles tube.
Oh, unless it's good. Like an integrated
roll
circuit
down a hill.
AMD or a Pentium.
I promise that it's not that we don't like. As a matter of fact, you have written our show 3 times. You have crossed the threshold of us knowing your name now.
I have no clue who you are. I'm sorry.
Really? Well, I do.
I'll be honest.
I will always remember giant size chips now. Giant
I will now, chips. And I will think about a giant size Pringles can.
So it's not. Yeah. So no, it's not that we don't like you at all.
Yeah,
we like everybody.
We'll even sing your name real quick, right? Yeah. Ready?
Okay.
Giant size chips.
There you go.
We don't like you.
I think that was a message that I was in a chat room when you read it out, Wes, and I said, I want you to read all of my hate mail now because you did it in such a good voice.
Well, you know, we can always do something like that, I think. What is it, JC?
Yeah.
Jesse.
Now
I want to go back and look at the document.
Jesse. Am I the only one singing this one?
Yeah, I'm waiting for more lyrics.
That's all I got.
Jesse. Okay, yeah, this is the one that I read in the voice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure what just happened, but it's going to be my new introduction theme tune, I think.
I'm pretty sure that what's his name, CeeLo, would have turned around for that rendition right there.
Oh, yeah.
On the voice,
CeeLo.
You're not watching The Voice, are you?
What voice?
You can probably get on Netflix. I'm not sure. You can't hold me to that one because I haven't looked it up, but go anyway to netflix.com/deadworkersport. Anyway.
All right. X.
Oh, no. Stop it.
We got one more.
Oh, we do?
So we got some gifts, and we've actually had these for a couple weeks. We just haven't. We've been forgetting to talk about them. We got sent some little papercraft pistons.
They're cool pistons.
Yeah, they're very, very cool. And we got like this letter. We got one for each of us, and there was this letter, and it's from Steo and Cranekill. And that's Steo ST30. And he says they've been listening to the show since episode one and wanted to send us a gift. And he said, we each model is labeled to go to its rightful owner, and it really matters who gets it, really. And and there's a reason for that, and I'll explain that in a minute. Anyway, so these are little papercraft pistons, and the name of the template is Papercraft Piston. And
they look very complicated to make,
now,
too.
And one thing to keep in mind, if you get mailed one of these and didn't make it yourself and don't understand how it works, Don't push it. Yeah, it's not a button, to push. It's the thing to turn, and don't turn it really hard like my kids do. Because now it's just a table.
Yeah.
But it was really cool, and I'm going to get in there and fix it, especially now that I know there's something to look for.
Yes, yeah. because actually, after one of them got broken, we started kind of looking at trying to look at the inside, and so we untucked them, and there were messages inside of them to us. And we can't read English because, you know, we only listen to books on Audible. So my only answer is that these are voodoo curses that have been placed inside of our pistons.
Yeah, seems legit.
So thank you, Steo and Cranekill, for cursing us with your evil voodoo curses that you have placed inside of our pistons.
And I feel so bad now because Chromie's pointing out, speaking of gifts, hey, I do want to say everything's packed up and addressed, and I've just got to – I'm finishing putting in more stuff in all the packages because I want to make sure everybody gets a little extra, especially for being late. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this is from the Mindthon. God, this was like back in December. So,
oh, yeah,
that's
last
so
year.
Horrible. I'll just be honest. I absolutely suck at mailing stuff. Astra can attest to that. But Astra, I got an envelope for you. but I do have them addressed, and so now I have to just finish putting more stuff in the boxes because I want y'all to feel like you don't hate us for taking so long.
Maybe I should put one of my – I'll bring some of my wife's CDs, and one of my CDs.
That would be awesome. Okay. And so my plan is to finish that this week and get them mailed out next week.
Yeah.
And I know that was like my plan last week and the week before, but I'm going to do it this time. I actually bought some more packing tape because that's what I keep running into issues.
And you had to hunt down special boxes for these,
yeah,
didn't you?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. The picks would not fit in regular boxes.
And seriously, there's like, I'll come in, like, Eric will see me walk in with a box and I'll get the pick and try to put it in there. And I'm like, damn. And just put it. So we got a stack of like all these different sized boxes.
Yes.
And finally, it took like a 24 inch Dell monitor box for them to fit in.
Right? Yeah.
And so I'm not looking forward to the cost on shipping this stuff, but it's well worth it. And we appreciate what y'all did for Mindthon. And all I can do is say it's coming one day. I swear. I swear. So anyway, speaking of a bunch of stupid things that I say or people say.
Excavation station.
All right.
Wait.
Ah, is that a dying pig?
Yeah, I just felt like it needed something extra this week. So the first item we have here is one that I think was made just for me for some reason. The Banhammer. I remember a comic a long time ago with you the Banhammer?
No, you were.
I was the Banhammer, but he was running around with it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so
it was the Brent Hammer.
Yeah.
Remember?
It was the Brent Hammer.
I don't remember much. So the Ban Hammer item, I think that Minecraft, and this is from Opaque Mango, who actually sponsored the show today, who says, I think that Minecraft should have a Ban Hammer item for server admins. You'd simply walk up to an offender and hit them with the Ban Hammer instead of using the in-game console. Of course, it would only work for admins. Admin.
Yeah, I can see no possible chance that would ever get exploited if someone were to get a hold of it and just run around and ban ever. I see no good coming out of a demonstrative way to punish people on your server. Yeah.
Well, and wouldn't people just run away from them?
Yeah.
So how about this? Email giant sized chips guy and y'all start like a blog about how much you hate us because we hate your idea.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Start a group.
That's right.
So this next one was submitted by...
And I'm just kidding. We don't really hate your idea.
Was submitted by Modern Taggio? 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 Anyway, he wants crazy villagers. He says, I'm not quite sure if there are moon cycles, but there could be a blue moon, which could be really rare. And if you lived near villages, the villagers would go crazy and attack and kill you.
Wow.
Blue moon.
I saw you standing alone.
Oh, it's it. You saw me.
Is it? I don't know. But yeah. Crazy villagers.
It would be kind of interesting, I think, to have different villages around. Maybe there could be one like The Village, like the movie. And you could jump over the wall. I don't even know how you would work that.
You got
that,
Children
right?
of the Corn Village. It's all the little kids, you know, and they just live in a big place with a bunch of crops.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you could have really sick villagers with malaria and you have to go and like heal them or something.
Yeah.
And then you have a Fred village. You know, you've got to watch the kids show, so you know who Fred is, right? The annoying kid who just screams.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Like a village like that where it's just a bunch of him running around screaming at stupid stuff.
Yeah.
Burn it down.
Yes. Right away.
So, yeah, cool. We support your idea of horror movie villages. We like it.
Yeah.
Hey, Villager is evidently a horror movie.
Okay, now Oblivious.
I think villagers should fight back when you attack them, though. They're a bit docile at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think they should, too.
Yeah, they're very passive. They're like, yeah, I don't care that you just slap me in the face. Whatever.
Yeah.
I think they should build and expand, too. I think a village should sit there and, like, every day put new blocks onto, like, another house. And, like, if you leave it long enough, it actually builds more houses, and for every house is more villager spawn. Where it actually, like, if you left it alone for, like, so long, it would actually have this huge, like, city.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And it just keeps expanding until maybe you put up, like, a wall or something.
And then eventually you have to put them down because they're a virus on the face of your planet.
Yes.
I think that would be cool as well.
Stink
unfortunately,
of them.
John or Jeb, I can't remember which, but one of them said on Twitter that villagers probably won't build any of their own buildings because they think it should be up to the player to build stuff. So that would take a lot of petitioning to make them change their mind, unfortunately.
Hmm. And yes, just because I love the idea of the meteor, the big meteor hitting the ground. Yes, that was my idea, and I love it still.
Even though
I think we've been told that will never happen.
So anyway, Lego Master 181, there's another mod idea for you. Building villagers.
Yes.
Villagers who build villages.
I think they do in Millionaire. I think they build stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure someone in chat will know.
Okay, and we also got from Oblivious Bob here, and I haven't read it yet, but the title, I love it already, automatically, except for I can't read it. Mine carts that get pushed off your track so they don't stop you. That's what I'm assuming it is. It's a very complicated title.
Maybe minecarts that instantly like despawn into the icon as soon as the person that's in them jumps out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would work too, wouldn't it?
That's true. Obvious Bob.
Yeah. Basically, they pop off the track when you get out of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't be able to have any minecarts on tracks for other things like gadgets and gizmos and whatever.
That's true. Yeah. Or just decoration or whatever. Yeah.
So next we have one from NinjaBob 991. Even though I'm getting a message on the previous one from Astrogolly, but oh no, that's from you. Never mind. So this one is
wait, read the message. Now everybody's totally like it's like a big
yeah.
You know,
I don't want to. It's becoming a thread.
You've left everyone in suspenders.
I don't. This is craziness. I can't handle this. So next we have storing XP in a bottle. This is submitted by NinjaBob 991. Actually, it's supposed to be 99.1. So it says, I would like to store accumulated XP in a bottle. And it would be that you could either store the XP away for later use or give it to other people.
Uh-huh.
And this would make another use for the bottle of enchanting. I actually like this idea a lot. Say you get up to a high level, but you're about to go do something risky. What if you could spit all your XP into a bottle and save it?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Alice in Wonderland kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe you spit in the bottle to reduce your XP, and then you eat the XP cake to...
That's weird.
Yeah.
You're weird.
Like
I wasn't actually listening. I was watching the randomness in the Google Doc.
That's right.
I'm starting to think maybe we should open the Google Doc to share it to everyone publicly so they can watch along as we...
Yeah.
Time. Now there's like... I can't even read. That's not a word.
He's flipping a table.
He's flipping a table.
Oh. If only you could see what I see, chat room.
So bottling up, I like the idea of putting anything in a bottle and then giving it to somebody. Like, yep. I could bottle up malaria and give it to you, and you could open it up.
Say if you did.
But you know, like, I could put an item, or it's almost like a gift wrapped thing, like a present.
Yeah.
And then you don't know what it is. It's just a present. You have to right click and open it, yep. And then you get.
Oh,
something.
Look, I got malaria. That's awesome.
Yeah. So less than three, Eric. Wants... He gave me malaria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eric wants chemical weapons, and it's basically.
Yeah. Yeah. A little chemical weapon never hurt anybody. But yeah, I like that idea. So ding, ding, ding. Storing XP is probably more likely than a disease, but, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. We're going to make a new mod for you so that, like, when you're exploring, as Strigali pointed out, because you just walk along and all of a sudden you have died of dysentery.
That's right.
There you go. It's all for you.
And so, this one seems like it's speaking to me from somewhere in the past. Ice Fireman 73 wants shark laser ponies.
Shark laser ponies?
No, I think you spelled ponies wrong, but... This should be PWN. Anyway, he knows it's been done to death, but Minecraft needs some shark laser ponies. Maybe a little double rainbow action.
Shark laser ponies.
Pew, 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 pew.
So is he saying the lasers would shoot rainbows?
I think that the ponies poop the rainbows.
Well, let's take this further. Maybe it shouldn't just be a pony. Maybe it should be a unicorn. And the unicorn horn shoots rainbows of death.
Death rainbows?
Or it could be like rainbows that make cute things appear. Like, oh, now I'm holding a koala bear that rips my face off. They're not really cute, people. It's like panda bears. They're going to kill you if you actually pet them. Okay.
Where do the sharks come in? Or are they part shark?
Well, maybe
part pony?
They shoot sharks out of the horns that turn into rainbows.
Yeah. Shark laser.
I'm just putting a bunch of words together and seeing what happens.
Wild. Yeah.
Ooh, HFAF2000 Hafaf Hafaf had a good recommendation in the chat room. He said NPC tree villages in the jungle biomes.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool. Kind
of little cool. Tree houses with villagers living in them.
Would they be Ewoks?
I think so. I think it would need all be the little kids. They need to have hair.
Yeah. Or just hair textures.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
It is so intense.
And here we are once again. With some sweet videos and links and stuff of notable excitement.
Notable excitement.
And the first one we have here is Minecraft Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
This was, this was Fanbuskers, right? How do you say it, Wes? And this is Toby Turner.
Toby Games Highlights.
That's right. And it's like a fan made 3D rendering of some audio that occurred in a Let's Play that Toby did. And, you know, much like Yogscast, you'll see a lot of fan-made videos made from their audio. Anyway.
Yogscast Highlights.
Did you say Yogscast?
Yes.
I'm Simon. And I'm Lewis. And you're listening to The Shaft.
The Shaft.
That was terrible.
You're listening to The Shaft.
All right, let's try again.
I forgot how long that was. Sorry about that.
Anyway, so yeah.
What were you thinking about, Eric?
What?
I completely interrupted you like three times now.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go four.
I mean, that was basically it. It's a Christmas thing, but it's like not really Christmas anymore. But maybe on some planet it is.
Well, it was put on Toby's Gamers channel on February 27th.
Yeah.
So it's new.
It's relevant.
Yep.
I don't know about relevant.
Yeah.
They blame him.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Damn you, Toby!
And the next one here, Crafty Minder is an Ender Woman.
And this is a costume. And this is Crafty Minder made off an Enderman cosplay.
And we will link to the DeviantArt page of it. And
So, cool.
Are those sparklies just on the wall?
Isn't that?
Yes, the sparklies appear to be on the wall.
That's
cool she's idea. She's got a cool...
It would suck to have to move that wall around all the time.
I know.
I like the flower that she's got. That's cool.
Yep.
This is the same girl who was Wolf Girl at Minecon for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah,
Pepper Girl.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Pepper, we have a Pepper Girl.
Cool.
And the next one is the Minecraft 1.2 video that Generic B did, the Rube Goldberg.
Generic B?
Yeah.
Generic Burr.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it says.
Summarizes all the major features of the newest iteration of Minecraft in one easy to swallow video.
Yep.
It's cleverly done. I mean, it looks like it might have. It's really cool. Yeah. It probably took a few takes, I would think. But anyway.
Let's see. And Shroom Girl submitted a video here. This is Seth Bling demonstrates a neat little trick to extend the teleportation range of Ender Pearls using TNT and a pressure plate.
Yeah.
So that's the Minecraft teleportation spell.
Teleportation.
That's a good one. Oh, Seth Bling.
You get this much of a phone.
I love Seth Bling.
I know. If you're listening, give us a ring.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
We like
Seth
give us
Bling.
Seth Bling.
Give us a ring.
Give us
you can come
Eric
and sing.
Eric wants to play with your ding-a-ling.
No. Yikes. Or give us a tweet. How about that? You don't
Why
have to call us
Why would you go that way?
It rhymed. I was looking for rhymes, and ding-a-ling rhymed. I didn't know where to put it. So I put it in Eric's hand.
You put it in his hand.
And I hope he's over 18. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway.
Give us a tweet. That's what I meant to say. Give us a tweet. Because that'd be really sweet.
Okay, so Bex Test World. He's never coming on the show, is he? No.
That you just blew it there.
Oh, I did not blow it. That's all I'm going to say. I did not blow Seth's dingling. Anyway.
Oh, hey.
Bex Test World Proximity Bomb.
Yep.
What is this? Someone tell me about this.
Oh, yeah, this is pretty cool. So Vex, who makes all the crazy hardcore maps that apparently we stay away from, he has made this cool proximity bomb using no mods or anything, all stuff in-game, and you get close to these little cubes that he's built, and they blow up, and they detect that you're near them. It's really cool. I won't spoil it because that's what the video is about, so check it out.
I didn't see that one. That looks good.
Yeah.
It's not quite as good as Catsplosion, because anytime you explode cats, it's a good thing. Sorry, Salem. But has anybody watched this one?
No.
I'm going to because it's a bunch of cats exploding.
Yes.
We got so much hate mail on
our show. This one. It's good.
We got so many negative messages about killing cats on the in the cat Enderman update thing.
I think they're just hardcore role playing or something, and
no,
they think they're real.
You got to understand, there's a lot of people out there that are diehard about cats, and they're diehard in that they want everybody to love cats and not hurt cats, even in a fictitious format, or video game. And on the converse side, if you take a picture of a cat and put it on Instagram or on like StreamZoo, which you can follow me, I'm Brent Copeland. The people will love it just because it's a cat. It can be the crappiest picture in the world, but if it's a cat, ooh, I like cats.
Yeah.
So I think we should probably start tagging every single one of our videos with cats.
Yeah.
Cats.
In its defense, though, Catsplosion doesn't actually hurt them because they don't take full damage.
Exactly. Well.
There's no TNT involved. It's a... You have to go and watch the video.
Yeah, and it's more like
a cat fountain.
Really. That's right.
I'm not.
Oh, wow.
Fountains. I don't think I'm going to watch it now.
It is a cat fountain.
Yeah, and it's funny that now we're doing Minecraft cat videos on YouTube, right? That's what's happening.
It is. No, this is horrible. I believe this is probably the end of the world. I think the Aztecs were right. And I think this is probably one of the signs.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right.
So the next one, Minecraft quiz. And this is your video.
Yeah, this is what I've been working on this week in between other stuff. Took quite a while. So I just took lots of different clips, and it's basically an interactive quiz where you can answer questions by clicking on the answer, and it'll take you to the corresponding video, which will tell you if you're wrong or right, and then lead you on to the next question. And etc.
So is there ultimately like a like an ending that you're trying to get if you get a perfect?
Yeah, there's 10 questions altogether. So if you get 10 in a row, then you get a diamond for each question. So there's no prize other than that. It's just bragging rights if you manage to do it all then, all on your first attempt.
Nice.
This is an ingenious way to get like tons of clicks. This is like so awesome. This is like the Which Way books. Yeah. And I love this. We've got to figure out how to
like
do
choose
this.
Choose your own adventure stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to make a maze.
Something like that as well. Now I've done this quiz. Now I've got my head around it all. I'm like, can see what else you could do kind of thing. It's cool.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to make like an old like adventure game, but on YouTube. And each like screen will be one move. So like if you move forward, it'll move you like one forward, but send you to the next video.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? And it'll be like thousands of videos.
Thousands
to get through this castle.
With a 30-second ad on the front of each one.
Jeez.
This one was 42 different clips, so that took long enough. But there's not adverts on all of them, by the way.
Well, that's a mistake on your part.
That's cool. That's crazy.
I'm mesmerized by the cat fountain. I just can't stop watching it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, well, it's cool, isn't it? But if you go halfway through the cat fountain, yeah, they've got like how many minutes? Like 2 minutes of like, constant cat fountain.
Oh, at the end of the video?
Yes.
Yeah, someone should do the 10-hour version of that.
Yeah, somebody's apparently already made a looping GIF of it as well.
Nice.
So like you can just have that in your background or something.
Like your forum avatar.
Yeah.
All right, so the last one here.
Nerdy Nummies!
Nerdy Nummies. And this is...
I mentioned this on my show as well. It's just a really cool cake that a YouTuber called Rosanna Pansino, I think you say her name, and she did like a grass block cake. So that's it, basically. But it's very, very well done, and it's just a tutorial about how to make it. And I'm slightly biased because I have a crush on her, but video, honestly.
And I'm screwed. If my daughter sees this, her birthday's coming up in a couple months, and she's going to want this cake.
Ah, there you go, yeah.
I thought you were going to say
so just
she
follow
wants
the instructions,
like
and...
Well, I'll have to keep this. Maybe
you'll get
surprising.
Something that looks something like it.
Nice.
It's pretty impressive. I like it. Like I it want it. I might have to make it.
The dirt looks really good as well. Apparently, it's like crushed up Oreos, but it looks like actual dirt. So,
yeah,
I'm gonna have to subscribe to this channel.
Delicious,
Nerdy Nummies.
Make like a Zelda cake and a Mario Star cake and stuff in the past as well. So she's done quite a few.
Oh, cool!
What was if you're into cakes, yeah.
And there was another channel Freddie Wong's brother does about Nerdy Nummies, basically. Like, you know, it's food.
Feast of Fiction.
That's it.
I featured them when they did a Minecraft cake as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
They did the actual cake from the game, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
This is making me hungry.
I know.
Let's just all stop and stare at the food. So delicious. I hear a knock. Who's there?
Hey, quit knocking on the door. Why are they knocking on the door?
I don't know. Come in.
Housekeeper!
What I think's funny is when the housekeeper gets here, Wes never talks to the housekeeper. He just hates housekeepers.
What are you talking about?
Oh, the first time in 70 what episodes you talked to the housekeeper.
I'm not talking to the housekeeper. I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, that's right, because you hate housekeepers.
She's a figment of my imagination.
Well, hey, Wes, can you get the door then?
It's funny how you never see them in the same place.
That's
right.
Go check out our videos and subscribe. We had some go to youtube.deadworkers.com. We've been doing some great new videos. You should go check those out.
The i4 is coming up this week. That's the end of that series.
I4. I've got an i3GS, but the i4. I thought the i4 was already out.
The i4?
Yeah.
i4.
Phone. Never mind.
And we got tweeted. Like the i got tweeted by
it's an iPhone. I4?
By Carl?
No.
I don't know. It's a long day.
Carl tweeted about The Eye and said that you should go watch it. That's under absolutely no prompting from anyone.
Monet.
Absolutely none.
Yeah, hit that Monet button. You got the Monet button over there?
Monet, Monet, Monet.
Yep.
This is Carl Monet, and you've been listening to The Shaft.
That's right.
So if you like our videos, we recommend you share them. There was actually kind of a debate in one of our comment threads about how to, you know, promote the videos, and the easiest way is just share them. Like, when you see a video you like, share it with people. Share it with your Facebook feed. Share it with your Twitter feed. Do that with everything.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it helps.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt you.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt you.
But if you don't, I'm going to come over to the house and hurt you. No. Okay, so also, yeah.
So now would be a good time to push the button.
Yeah. So I had... How does everybody contact you, JC? What's all your modes of communication?
I'm on Twitter under John Cullen TV, all in one word. I'm on YouTube, obviously, and that's JCVSMC, so versus Minecraft. And I think that's it officially at the moment. Yeah.
Excellent.
I could give out my personal email, but I don't think I'll.
I don't think that's a good idea.
We've got it right here. Just email jc@gmail.com. Anything you need. I believe that's Jesus Christ's email. So probably.
Yeah, true. Yeah, he got to it first, unfortunately.
He's pretty quick on that stuff.
Yeah.
He's quickie. But yeah, go and subscribe to JC. You're approaching 10,000 subscribers, and you put out a ton of stuff. You got a lot of videos.
I'm now following you on Twitter.
What's that?
I'm now following you on Twitter.
Excellent.
Who, me? Are you following me? No. You know, at Brent Copeland?
I think I'm following all of you.
Excellent.
I've replied.
It'll be really awkward now if I've forgotten one of you.
That's okay.
I'm positive I'm following you all night.
We're very forgiving.
Yes.
So. I've been looking for my daughter really wants Sammy really wants the glow in the dark creeper shirt, and I cannot find it.
Hmm. I've got a creeper shirt, but I haven't got a glow in the dark one. I should have worn it today. Actually, I didn't think of that.
That's right.
Did I mistake it for like? Do they make a glow in the dark creeper shirt?
They made the glow in the dark creeper, didn't they? That was available at Minecon, but
that's right.
Shirts.
Okay.
Might be mixing up.
Well, I guess this isn't relevant information for people. So, anyway, go follow JC, see all his stuff, and go see ours too, because we love you. And why wouldn't you go to netflixrightnow.com/deadworkersparty, sign up for free, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
See
you. Bye,
everyone.
See ya.
And follow me on Twitter at Brent Copeland.
Yeah.
Did I mention I'm on StreamZoo now?
StreamZoo.
It's like it's like Leo Laporte trying to get rid of podcast, right? And go what he'd call it, like podcast.
Netcast.
Netcast. It's not going to happen, but just in case, StreamZoo.
StreamZoo.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
No one knows.
It's like Instagram.
Oh.
Only Brent knows what it is.
Yeah.
Is Brent the only one on it so far?
I've got one follower. Bye. This is the worst ending in the world.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Hey, this is a message. This is Pariah Leviticus and his daughter, Vivian B. And we, after listening to The Shaft this week, just felt like Brent was feeling kind of down in the dumps. And we just wanted to wish him well and tell him we hope he feels better and everything works out. So that's pretty much it. Say hi, Vivian.
Hi. I hope you feel better.
There we go. So that's it. That's all we wanted to say. We love you guys. All right. Later.
Yo, hello. I love the song In Search of Diamonds. It's just awesome. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Dead Workers Party. I had an idea for, what was it called?
JC. JC. JC.
Am I the only one singing this one?
Yeah, I'm waiting for more lyrics.
That's all I got.
JC.
Dead Workers Party Network. You're in good hands with the Shaft.